off the net from anywhere. And I've got the print versions done now. So I've got a website called thefeatherfootchronicles.com.au.
Okay.
Anybody can go on there
spell
and have
it. The Featherfoot, because you've got to spell it different. Yep.
I did spell it. I spell it Aboriginal English so that Murrays would, or Currys or mm-hmm. Australian Atsi people would know straight away that it was a Murray writing them, because I spelled it F-E-T-H-A-F-O-O-T instead of the English F-E-A-T-H-E-R, whatever it is.
So the featherfootchronicles.com.au, is it?
That's it.
All one word?
That's it.
And Featherfoot, F-E-T-H-A-F-O-O-T?
That's exactly right.
And Chronicles, C-H-R-O-N-I-C-L-E-S.
That's exactly right.
.com.au.
That's exactly right. The
download the stories?
People can download the stories as an e-book, or you can order them in print version.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got my first look at the print versions because the publisher has sent me copies.
Yes.
And so for the first time since I wrote these books, I've seen my books in print.
Are we talking goosebumps on your goosebumps? Wouldn't it be exciting to see that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, the postie
I'm
feeling
who brought, your excitement here, my brother.
The postie who brought them to me, brought the parcel to me and got the sign from, said, "Are you an author?" And I said, "Well,
yes, I am.
Actually, I must be."
I think I am. Now that you give me these books, I am.
So you can go on there and have a look. It's got what the stories are about. It's got a freebie story on there, mm-hmm. so a short story that's free. So you can download that, read it at home whenever you want to.
Sure.
And it's got links to all the books and orders. You can order them in print version or in the ebook version.
Fantastic, brother. This is we are in the 21st century, and we're using the tools available, and this is just enhances our spiritual stories.
It is just a tool.
It is a tool.
I'm not here. I don't want to become a millionaire. Well, I wouldn't mind like anybody else becoming a millionaire. Mm, but the idea
money's not everything, but we rank it right up there with oxygen, you know, brother.
I don't believe that.
No, that's right. No, I'm sorry. But money's a tool. And money's a tool, and we've got to love people and use money. Don't love money, use people, you know?
That's it. That's exactly right. Well, I think it's a tool that much that I've just come from writing an email to Corrections Australia, which is, as you know, over 80%, I think it is, all around nationally, our people fill the jails.
Incarcerated, that's right, brother.
So I've written to them and said, look, I've written this series of stories and I would like to get them into your libraries in the prisons to help our people learn to read, because it's something interesting that they can get their teeth into. It's about their people. It's about their land. It's about...
What was the feedback? What was the response?
I've only just written it and sent it off.
Okay, thank you. So you're waiting for a response.
I'm waiting for a response, but I've got in touch with people like that all over Australia saying that this is a tool you can use, because I had to make a decision at the start of writing these stories whether I was going to use big words or dumb it down.
Mm.
And people, a few people...
When you say dumb it down, you mean, well, layman's term, a brother or sister can understand it, you know what I mean?
So I could have used Aboriginal English.
Sure, yeah.
Or very simple ways of explaining... describing things, but I decided, because of having gone to Cape York in 2004 and looking around at the education problems and finding out that if you dumb down the curriculum at all, you get dumb kids.
Yeah, thank you.
If you raise the bar, you get smart kids.
That's right, yes. They step up, so to speak.
So I wrote the stories in using every tiny bit of language, English language, I could possibly find and use that would describe what I wanted to describe.
Mm.
And my hope is that when it's used as a tool anywhere that people don't know the word, they will look it up.
Fantastic. To our daily listeners, if you just tuned in, this is your daily program, National Talk Black, Big Yarn and Circle Blanche Mob. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, yarning up here strong with John Winnetong, and we're talking about the Featherfoot Chronicles series of books. Brother apparently found out he is an author now, and he wrote these fantastic books, and they're just stories, stories about spirits, about country, about... Explain some of the stories, what we're talking about here, my brother.
Okay, well... The stories are based on fact and fiction of Australia's prehistory and history since the English came here 200 plus years ago.
Yes.
So one of the stories is, if you have heard of Ludwig Leichhardt, who was an explorer here, who disappeared out of Brisbane
mm-hmm.
with seven men, including two Murrays, 40 oxen, 20 horses, mm-hmm. Drays and supplies. They took off out of Brisbane and were going to cross to Western Australia, and they disappeared. Nothing to this day has ever been found of them.
Mm.
So I wrote a story from the Aboriginal point of view of what happened
sure.
to those people and that expedition.
Yep.
And it's fiction. All the stories are fiction. But it could explain the disappearance.
Yep.
And
it gets people thinking anyway.
Well, not only that, the stories go through what was happening in the area at those times with our people. So he didn't just disappear in a land that was empty. He disappeared in a land where the desert people already knew that they were coming and that they were destroying things. They were destroying sacred grounds as they came with their cattle and their horses.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't have surprised me for the desert people to get together and say, we've had enough of this. We're not going to let this mob mm-hmm. through at all.
Yep, sure. There you go. Well, they were walking into the unknown, and our mob were in the known.
Exactly.
This is our land. This is,
exactly, but know, that story's never told.
There it is.
That story's never been told from that side.
Yeah.